We are fucking back.
Back in the den.
We are no longer on YouTube. You will be only finding us on Spotify, Apple Music, all that other bullshit.
I didn't know we're canceling it for good now.
Well, not for good. We'll find out on this episode of 2D Podcast. Love this shit. I fucking love this shit.
Damn, bro. As you guys can see, we're back to audio only. For reasons being that we fired our cameraman.
Juan. Yes.
He's gone now. He is, we realize he's probably the reason why we don't get as many views as Joe Rogan. And actually, if anyone wants to submit applications, just know Ooh. That we are taking applicants now for cameraman. Just know that you have to have a flexible schedule and you have to be willing to not get paid at all.
But your picture will be on our Instagram posts.
Yeah, that's true.
So you get some social media clout.
Yeah, from our 100 or so followers. But, I mean, if you ask me, I think that's worth it. So if anyone wants to submit applications, we are in desperate need. Juan is gone now, though.
He's gone. He decided to take a job elsewhere.
Yeah.
Just goes to show where his priorities are.
Yeah. It's kind of a shame, but I kind of saw this coming from him. Mm. Being that he's always been this self-centered guy who only gives a shit about himself.
And no. I don't have that reflection of Juan.
It's obviously, but, I'm being facetious.
But in this word, you love this word.
Yeah.
In all honesty, Juan decided to take another job in New York. He's going to be at a restaurant with our boy Sebs, who you guys saw on here before. So they're going to be grinding up there. Unfortunately, it's in New York, and he works afternoons, so no more camera guy.
Yeah.
I actually don't know his schedule. He just couldn't come today.
Yeah, so we don't actually know if he's gone, yeah. But I just said that he's fired because, I don't know. We're dabbling back into the idea of, obviously, if you listened last week,
yeah,
we're kind of dabbling back into like trying.
As maybe of right now, which you guys will hear from the deep, we did have a comment, which was great.
Oh yeah,
but as of right now, in all honesty, I feel like maybe not enough people have seen it yet, so I feel like we do have to give it time. So to Paul's point, it's not like we're saying no more video ever. But for the time being, for all reasons explained in the last episode, I won't get into it again.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, if more people finally come to watch it or listen to that and we start seeing an influx of comments of shit like that, then, you know, we'll reconsider, we'll change our minds, and we'll go from there. But until that moment, we just think it's best to do this.
It's a lot easier.
We love the setup in here. We love the setup. Yeah. The vibe is back. Like, this is what we were always doing. Like,
anyone who is a guest in between seasons three and five know, like, something about, like, being in this room. And
the soccer house was still a good vibe.
Yeah, it was. It's kind of like that enclosed, like, dark room environment.
It's more homey here, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels, I feel like the carpet. That's the biggest thing for me, like.
Well, we have carpet. There's carpet out there.
I know. No. I'm saying compared to the soccer house.
Oh, yeah,
My floor was wood. Oh, yeah. But I know, obviously, out there, it's just bigger. You know what I'm saying? It's more of a production setup. It's...
Yeah, we got the lights on
here,
and shit.
Yeah, in the here, camera. It's just chill, you know? Like, we're vibing.
Yeah, we don't need to worry
about... I have my PC back, my dual monitors.
So, and you guys don't realize, like, what this... I mean, there's a lot of little things that make it a lot easier, and a lot more convenient for both of us.
Regardless.
Especially you, for in terms of editing, but like also just like I said, in terms of like little things, it's like...
Pros and cons.
Yeah.
For sure. We know why we're here. We have a new beer this episode. So, again, I got this for the look. Looks pretty dope. Goose Island IPA. it isn't a strong IPA as we've had in the past. This is a 5.9, so I would say fairly chill IPA.
It's like 1% higher than the average, I would say.
Oh, right. So I almost broke the fucking bottles. Also, while I was at the liquor store, I opened or I bought a $20 scratch off. Nothing.
Oh.
There's like $4 million options I could have won, and I didn't hit any.
Well, because it's a voluntary tax.
Yeah. Listen, one day I'm just gonna hit like $50,000.
So and at that point, that's I'm what just all those old crazy, that's crazy what all those old people spree. Think who like.
I know, but what if it happens to me? Cheers.
Oh, sorry. Cheers.
Meh.
Too dark for the percentage.
Hoppy, grapefruity, refreshing.
It's zero grapefruit.
Well, let me taste it again with grapefruit in my mind. I get grapefruit, for sure. Drink it and think of grapefruit. Also, I hate I hate how grapefruits look like oranges. I've made that mistake too many times at the grocery store, and I just...
Aren't they bigger, though? Aren't grapefruits...
I usually get navel oranges.
Oh, see.
Because, bro, I hate mandarins or clementine.
You hate those?
I don't hate them, I would prefer a big, you know, a fucking juicy orange, your mouth explodes.
I like clementines and mandarins. I love them. Those little things, you like perfect for a little
today.
Snack.
They're a little... No, I brought two with me for lunch
crack
today.
Crack one open, easy as fuck.
Yeah, you just thumb gun the shit out of it. Yeah. I have to use a knife for a navel orange. Yeah. So I do see that, but it doesn't matter. That's where you get your wedges from.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what we forgot to do on the finale?
What?
We forgot to rank the Grey Goose. So we don't give it a rating since it doesn't make sense to rate.
Can we go back to like the
exactly? So it's down here. So number one was Jameson. Number two was Captain Morgan. Three was Grey Goose, and we didn't. Or I'm sorry. Three was the wine. But we didn't actually rank Sincoro or...
Yeah, Grey I was going to say Sincoro definitely isn't four.
No.
Let's start with the Sincoro. Mm-hmm. Definitely above the wine. And definitely above the Captain Morgan.
I would put it above Jameson.
Actually, I would put it above
that
Jameson.
That tequila was
I would
unreal.
Put it above straight Jameson, yeah.
100%.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'll put that at one.
Like, that was better than Don this Julio. And that was up to that date was my favorite tequila, hands down. Don Julio 1942 Reposado, and this blew that shit out of the park. So now we get on.
This is the tough one.
To Grey Goose.
Because I feel like listen,
I know
for
where
me,
I put it.
For me, easily above the red or rosé wine.
Yes.
Again.
Wine's gonna stay at the
now,
bottom
this is
for the rest
this
of time.
This is the tier here, right? I mean,
you know what I'm gonna say.
You're going to put it at four.
Mm-hmm.
I will agree with you if it was for... Yeah, I'll put it at four.
We can have a
for
split
the taste.
Decision.
I'll put it at four for the taste. Because the only reason I want to rank Captain Morgan lower is because the experience we had was fucking dreadful. Afterwards. Like, I've never been so...
Oh, that does... That would come into play.
Yeah, but like, also like... A lot of people who are drinking this shit aren't like... Like, you could have... Like, realistically, you could have a lot of Grey Goose. And we wouldn't have that same reaction. Like, we
yeah, wouldn't. I was fine the next day.
Yeah. No.
Granted, I did pull... But that's what I've learned. After
you pulled
each,
trick?
Yeah. I didn't even... I don't feel, like, nauseous. But I know in the morning...
Oh, yeah.
I'll
yeah,
feel
yeah.
better. Like, it'll make me feel better. So, I pulled trig. Yeah. Any extra... Shit that's in there,
yeah,
I get
felt
it
like
out.
A sober Sally, bro. I was fine.
No, I was fine. Like, I know. I was definitely tipsy. Like, I was pretty fucked up. I wouldn't say I was, like, hammered or anything. But still, like, I do it because...
Maybe
you know.
I'm just an alcoholic.
So, you know what? I'll agree, but it doesn't go above Jameson.
Yeah, that's the only reason I'll put Grey Goose above. Because also, like, again, like, if we're talking vodka, like, it isn't bottom tier. Like, it's smooth. You could have a few shots of it. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know, especially... No, here's the thing. If you've, like... Like, especially, like, the first shot of it...
I don't know. I just don't like vodka.
It's like... No, I'm not saying it's amazing, but it's like it's okay. And I'm pissed at the people, because if we had Belvedere, it'd be I think
Belvedere could have hit above Jameson.
I love me some Belvedere. People who haven't had Belvedere, please try it, for fuck's sake. It's fucking Polish vodka that's like just like, I mean, high, not that expensive. I mean, it's top shelf vodka.
How much
it's
for not, a 750?
Same price as fucking Goose.
Same
price as Goose. I have a 1.75 sitting in my house, in my stash.
Yeah.
I have full? A stash full. Because I don't crack it open like for. Like, I don't really we'll take those bottles.
Belvedere. Maybe we'll have to do Belvedere at the end. What are we going to do for this season? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, that's a discussion for later on in the season, right? I mean,
it's too early. It's episode 2.
Well, didn't we say we're going to do something like Henny?
Oh, we did say Henny. It is Henny.
Yeah.
I forgot. We're doing Henny.
God, that's going to be a fun one. Yeah. We're not walking away unscathed.
Maybe we'll just do video for finales.
That
maybe, a lot of ideas.
I was thinking like maybe that's the one episode we like I was about to say it. Maybe that's the one episode we shouldn't do video.
Why? Henny? I guess we'll be finding that out. Thoughts and decisions for later in the season. Way too early for this.
Yeah.
But I have some bad news. Some really, really, well, it's not really, really bad news, but it is still bad news. So my poor Summit girl, she's got some tumors, like, protruding from her skin that are, like, on her belly. So they have to get removed. I'm not too worried, because when she got spayed about a year ago, or less than a year ago, they said that they removed some masses when they did that, but they tested it, they sent it to a test, and it was benign. The reason why I'm a little more concerned now is because it's much bigger. It's like a half-inch ball on her stomach, and you could see it clearly, like, popping out of her skin. So
yeah.
They're going to remove the... There's a few other small ones around her, around that one, but they're going to remove those, and then they're going to remove the lymph nodes. And possibly, they might fix her teeth.
Oh, wow. She might get a makeover.
So that's kind of why I'm happy a little bit that this is happening, because I don't know. Not
she
happy,
does have
but,
some fucked up teeth.
But the only thing is that the vet said that they may not go through with the dental. They're going to do the tumor surgery first, which they said is about 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
But based off of her teeth, the dental surgery might be like 2 hours, 2.5 hours, because she might have to get like, I mean, I don't think would the doctor recognizes dentures? I don't think the vet recognizes, but I'm pretty sure she has to get like all of her teeth like fixed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it would take the full 2.5 hours, I would think at least. So she said that she's an old dog, she's small, depending on how she does for the first part of the surgery, if they're not having troubles sustaining her vitals and all that stuff, then they'll carry on with the dental. But if the doctor feels like they're either having a hard time keeping her, you know, okay.
Yeah.
And all this stuff, that they might not do the dental, which, not thinking about thing. It in advance, they're probably not going to do it because this is a big surgery. I don't know how much she could take as a small dog, but we'll see. Yeah. I want to get her doggy dental eventually, but.
Which, what, they just fix them? Or how
it's
they...
not dentures. Like,
that'd be
I wouldn't
funny
be,
as
I wouldn't
fuck
snap them. And on and off her teeth.
That would be funny as hell if she had, like, dentures or, like, got, like, veneers or something.
No, it's like,
dog veneers.
They get fucking shit. What I was thinking was funny, me and Juan talked about, is if I got her, like, a grill. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got him, like, diamond studded or some shit.
Ah, oh, fuck it.
Or some gold teeth.
Yeah,
no. Or I might do regular. So she has a snaggle tooth. If anybody knows Summit or seen Summit, they know what I'm talking about. So I'll get regular teeth for all of them, but I would get her snaggle tooth gold. And I'd be like, you make sure that fucking tooth is still fucking sticking out. I love that shit. If they fix that shit, I'll tell them to put all the old teeth back in. But it makes me think, like, a dog like this is domesticated. Something that, in America at least, is a household pet. But you go to another country, they eat dogs.
Oh, yeah.
So it makes you think about the duality of animals. We have animals here in our zoos, especially big zoos that have lions and elephants and things like that. There is a lot of scrutiny. But at the end of the day, these zookeepers at least are trying to preserve and help these animals stay alive. You look on the other hand of it, you have people who are going out to Africa, taking trips down there in order to hunt and kill elephants, lions, things like that. These people are called, if you don't know, trophy hunters.
Yeah.
They kill these animals for sport. And usually they take their skin, but that's about it. Like, I don't think they eat lion or elephant, right?
No, I don't think so. No chance. No,
I mean,
chance.
Maybe, I mean, definitely somebody has, you know, but some, I don't, like, think it's like a natural, definitely,
like,
cuisine.
Definitely like tribal.
It's not like you can kill a cow, take its hide, and also eat the cow. I don't think you can eat that animal. I mean, you can. It's probably tough. I'm going to see. Can you eat a lion? Regardless. Probably. There is a lot of scrutiny as well for these trophy hunters. Like, do you think that we should be killing these animals, or should we be trying to protect them?
I mean, no shit.
Of course, and like, I feel like
I'm going to be honest.
Elephants, like, elephants, they're not killing the elephants, but they cut off their fucking...
Tusks.
Tusks for the ivory to make pianos.
Yeah.
And, like tusks are super important for an elephant's life. If you ever watch the fucking nature documentary about that shit, they always say how important they are, like, for their day-to-day lives, for survival and things. So when you cut them off, usually they end up dying quicker.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's fucked up. Especially since a lot of the species we're talking about are endangered to a certain degree.
I don't think lions are endangered.
Are they not? I swear that a lot of there's species of lions that are endangered.
You can eat lion.
Doesn't excuse it, in my opinion, to kill those fuckers. I mean, like, realistically, those things, like, yeah, they'll kill you, but I mean,
it's, oh, not... wow. All species of elephant are hunted specifically for their meat. But I'm not sure if this is, yeah, poachers. Wow. Okay, yeah. So they do eat them.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I think I'm against it. And I know we've spoken about, like, animal rights and stuff, but, I mean, unless we started factory producing these fucking animals, which I doubt we would.
What, like, clone them and shit?
Yeah. Or, like, do what we do with, like, cows and fucking chickens and...
Oh, like, mass produce them?
Yeah. Maybe that would be...
Yeah, but there's, that's not, also enough, like, there's not, like, industry of lion meat.
Yeah, there's... I don't think there's a reason...
You know how long it would take to breed? Like, yeah, chickens have a short generation span.
I think, well,
you know
we're
what
talking
saying?
About, like, trophy hunting, though, which is, like, different than, like, hunting for food. Obviously, if someone's fucking dying in the desert by it...
Yeah, usually trophy hunters aren't...
Yeah, they're out there, like, fucking trying to...
They're just,
like,
doing
hang
it to
up
take
a
the
lion's
picture,
head.
Yeah.
Yeah, like... And I'm against that. Mm-mm. I think that that's fucked up.
I think it's fine.
I think trophy hunting depends on what, though. Like, I think trophy hunting... Like lions. Like, trophy hunting deer?
That's not trophy hunting, though. A trophy is, like, a big-time score. Like,
deer is deer. No, you get, like, a big-ass deer and, like, people...
But that's not... Yeah, you hang it up, but, like, a trophy hunting, I feel like, is specifically for...
Yeah, like
animals that you normally don't kill.
Is it? If it is, then I'm wrong. Look how much easier it is to fact check now.
That's what I'm saying, like... Yeah, is shooting of carefully selected animal. Frequently big game such as rhinos, elephants, lions, pumas, and bears. Yeah, trophy hunting is specific to, like, the big ones.
I don't think there's any reason to kill these fucking things, like, unless...
Like, someone just wants to say, I killed a rhino.
Yeah, that's fucked up. You don't think that's fucked up?
No.
Why not?
It's like, okay, so...
Let's be surprised with who's on, like, the left-wing side of this and who's on the right-wing side.
Just leave that for now.
For anyone who calls me, like, an alt-right fucking, like Nazi.
No, okay, so here's my reasoning. It's like, So if you bring into the equation an endangered species, then my answer is I'm hesitant on my answer because I do feel like it is important for us to preserve.
Hesitant. You're Earth's. Just hesitant.
Yeah, to because they're endangered is not like extinct.
But it's near extinct.
But right? if it's like controlled hunting while we are also breeding. Again, I'm not getting into extinct or endangered animals.
But we also know that this is a controlled hunting, dude.
Yes, I get it. I get it.
You know what I mean?
So like, so what I'm trying to say is
this isn't like a government regulated, like, well, it is technically, but it's like it's not like you have to go get someone from the government to go on these trips to go trophy hunting. Like, it's illegal.
And these people still do it. We as humans are the superior being on this planet. By far.
Yeah.
Like,
100%.
Anybody to question that, stop talking. So, in order to assert our dominance, don't you think that if we have the capability to kill these things and it does not affect anything, like it literally does not cause
You make a valid point.
You know, nobody's getting hurt. Nobody, like, it's a lion. It's an animal.
Well, again, it is not
a human. And people try to bring up animal rights, and I completely agree. I don't think that somebody should be fucking using dogs for dog fighting
and shit like that.
This is a lion. You drop a fucking human up against a lion, I'd say 99.999% of the time, unless you get the one motherfucker who knows how to kill a lion or fend
with
for a
bare
lion.
Hands, yeah.
Right? You're dead.
Yeah, but
why does it matter? Like, killing a lion or killing a rhino or killing an elephant, what does that change for the ecosystem? It's not like, again, extinct
animals
is different.
Well, actually, what does it change? That's the big question.
I say one.
Yeah, but it's not going to be one.
I know. That was dumb. That was a dumb statement.
No, because, like, but that's actually, you bring up a valid point in terms of, like, okay, it's not really going to impact humanity.
You never ranked this fucking beer.
Yeah, well, fuck it.
I have mine.
5.8.
I was going to say 5.5.
There you go. All right. Going back, I don't want to change the topic, but I don't know. It's one of those things where I think that we don't know enough. Like, it would have to be up to some scientists, like, because I'm sure it would change. Like, I'm sure, like, killing lions or, like, killing these animals will change, like, the level of other animals and because obviously those animals kill, like, a certain amount of
but they're
like important predators.
Yeah,
possibly.
I mean, it does potentially change it, but I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm interested to see just how many lions are killed.
Look that up. How many lions are killed per year? I'm curious.
600 wild lions each year.
How many lions are left?
$20,000.
That's not great. I mean, if you do the math on that, obviously.
Yeah, let's do the quick math. 600 divided by 20,000 is 3%.
3% is kind of a big
it's a big number.
But you have to think
there's still 97% of the lions left.
3% increases with each year, right?
And it's also not all at one time.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's periodic throughout the year, so they have a chance to, like, it's not like 600 are getting wiped out all in one area.
Have you seen lions, like, have sex to reproduce?
Potentially, in a nature
episode. Yeah, I was watching, like, a thing, and literally they just do, like, one hump, and that's it. Swear to God.
All right, so I guess I'm part lion. I'd love to hear it.
Apparently only humans and monkeys, like, have sex for, like, pleasure, but...
Yeah, and we're part monkey.
But, What was I gonna say? I don't know. It's such a weird topic. I just don't see that, and potentially you get money from it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, humans would get money, so there's a benefit for humans.
We would have to, honestly, because I could side with you, too. Like,
you could kill a fucking rhino? You know what we need in here?
We need, like, a super far left, like, fucking animal activist, like, here, like, screaming.
Is Kylan left?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she is.
We do have to invite her on.
Yeah, that would be a good episode. I mean, just ask her. No, that would be a lot of questions we could ask. I mean, I feel like that episode could get heated. I don't know if
she's far left, though.
I think she is.
We'll have to ask Zach.
I think she is. I'm almost positive she is. I'm almost positive she is, which would be good, because then we could have, like,
discussions. But her boyfriend's in the military.
Her boyfriend's family also lives in Vermont, which is, like, one of the most liberal states in the United States.
Yeah?
Family just moved there. Yeah.
Mm.
And, like, she loves it there. Loves it. Zach was telling me she loves it up there, which is
Juan loves Vermont, too.
Yeah, but Juan loves Vermont for different reasons.
No, he likes that environment.
That's
true. He has no political affiliation with it.
Don't ask Juan about politics.
I don't think I've ever talked to him about politics. Like, ever.
Yeah, he'll like, toss in a comment, like, oh, that's fucked up or something, mm-hmm. You know? But he's not here right now, so.
He's gone. So it makes me think, you know, you can kill these animals with weapons that we have, but what if you were just one-on-one? Obviously, instant death. But let's set a stipulation. If you were dropped in the middle of either a desert or a jungle, which do you think you'd last the longest in?
Desert. Depends what, though, like...
Okay.
Are we talking about...
We'll say Sahara Desert, and let me
look. Yeah, but, like, do you have food or no?
You know Man vs. Wild?
Yeah.
You're Man vs. Wild. With Bear Grylls? Like, that type of shit. So you'll have, like, the bare minimum starter pack. You're not naked desert. And afraid.
I'll do...
You have a starter pack.
I'll do desert. And I'll tell you why, even though, like, the extreme... Because you'd have to worry about... I feel like in the desert, you have
Congo,
to worry about...
The Congo jungle.
Oh, that's...
Like, that's silverbacks.
No. I'll tell you this. I think I prefer the desert because, like, I'm just scared of the jungle, man. Like, that's, but there's, like, better scary. Places
to hide. The climate's a little different. Yeah, but like, could you imagine the heat?
You're hiding from, like, fucking one animal, and there's, like, other ones.
I think panthers are... Let me look up animals in the Congo.
Bro,
snakes. Let's see what we're up against. Okay, you got snow. You got even worse snakes out in the Sahara, bro. For sure. Rattlesnakes, definitely. Yeah, bro. Gorillas, elephants.
You could deal with elephants. Elephant's not going to kill you.
Yeah, but if you're sleeping in that...
What are these animals? Like...
Gorillas. What a great website. Worldwildlife.org. Shout out to you guys.
What a source we have here. So
a lot of gorillas and monkeys. Yeah, monkeys, bro. You don't want to fucking go up against...
You could hide from those bastards, these... though. Yeah, but there's got to be... No, there's got to be, like, fucking...
I know, that was just a... Let me see if... All right, actually, fuck World Wildlife.
Look up dangerous...
Congo animals. Birds. Definitely insects. Oh, crocs?
Desert.
Crocs? Gotta go to the
bro.
No, because, bro, there's nowhere to hide in the desert, and you're just baking in the sun. You're not just going to stumble upon an oasis. Like, you're in sand, bro.
I don't... The animals.
Where do you get shot? It's hot as fuck in the day, and it's freezing as shit at night.
I almost would, like, rather... Scorpions?
Like, bugs? Oh, well, there's a lot of bugs in the jungle,
bro,
too.
Bro, you have... In the jungle, you got the bugs. Yeah, that's what I'm more afraid about. Fuck, like, I feel like you see an animal, right? The animals you could see, like the bigger ones, it's like... You could almost, like... Okay, I know what I'm dealing with. Like... All right, I could try to hide from them. Bro, with the small ones, the ones on the ground, the fucking little, like, insects, like, fucking malaria, fucking mosquitoes, like, dude, I don't want it. And fuck the snakes, bro. I like, you know, in the desert.
But maybe the snakes are in the desert too, and they're hiding, so you won't even see them coming. Well, they're also hiding in the jungle.
The jungle, yeah. I don't know what it is, man. The jungle, it's like there. I feel like that's like scary, bro. I feel like
more food and resources in the jungle.
That it, well, that's true, yeah. I mean, maybe if I could like build.
What are you gonna kill out in this? You're gonna find a fucking fuck. If you go to the outback, you'll kill a kangaroo. No shot.
Nah, bro. I wouldn't be able to sleep in the fucking.
I wouldn't be able to sleep in the fucking desert.
What I was telling, I was telling you earlier, I definitely nice wouldn't pick the savannas of fucking Australia, bro.
I could put leaves to hide myself. Then you can do bury yourself in the sand.
I don't even want to fucking think about, like, fucking.
Like, okay, you make it during the day. I mean, both of them are like. You might make it during the day longer, but what happens when it reaches nighttime? What are you going to do? What happens when you get hungry or thirsty? No water in the desert? Where are you going to get water from? Are you going to find a cactus and drain it? I'm not saying would you rather. I'm saying which one do you think you're going to last longer in?
I think the jungle. I think.
You're going to last way longer in the jungle.
Now that I think about it, yeah. Because, I mean, I feel like there's a way. I feel like you could, as long as you could avoid dying from animals, I
think you're. Or poisonous, like, food, like berries.
Yeah, I just can't think about, like, those little. I would probably not sleep.
You would have a 2-week research period prior to you going where you would know what to look for in these areas as far as food and water.
So then maybe the desert.
But I think the desert has just less resources regardless.
Well, yeah,
and they would be much harder. They would be much harder to come out. Like, what are you gonna eat? Scorpion? You gotta go find a scorpion, kill a scorpion. In the desert, you get a fucking steak, or a fucking stick. Make it into a steak. Fucking get some fucking vines, tie it up, lasso a fucking monkey.
Lasso a monkey.
Or any other animal. Yeah, but
how long could you survive without food? Isn't it like 3 weeks or something?
Yeah, water's the big thing, but the rainforest, no problem. Or a jungle, no problem.
If you find it in the desert, you're fine.
Where are you going to... You're just going to go walk to the Nile?
To the oasis.
Okay, but that's sheer luck. You have no clue what direction you're going.
If you do the research.
Okay, but you... Okay, maybe through research you can recognize significant monuments, but they don't tell you where you're getting dropped off at, in either the jungle or the Sahara Desert.
Yeah, and the Sahara is huge. That's
like, true. You know what they do for Man vs. Wild? They get in an airplane, they blindfold him, they fly to a place, but they also fly for circles to make sure he doesn't know, like, where it is based off of how long it's been. You know, so he can't do any... Like, oh, well, we only been flying for 3 hours, so I can't be across the world type shit. Yeah. Because he doesn't... I don't know if this is Man vs. Wild. That's Bear Grylls. There's another one where the guy gets dropped off, and that's what happens. And is it Man vs. Wild? Because yeah, then he has to figure, out... Shit. No, but he has to figure out, like, where he is based off of
that
where
TV what he is. Shit is bullshit, dude. Fuck out of here that these...
What a great show that was, though.
No, it's a good show, but, like, I don't know. It's like, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's one of those things where, yeah, actually, now that I think about it, like, I mean, you have more of a chance of surviving in the jungle, I think. I think the jungle, you'll find resources. The only problem you'll have is the fucking animals. As long as you could evade those fuckers, you know?
That's what I'm saying, because I feel like in the jungle, too, like, there's more places to hide. That's what I'm trying to say, like. If you see or hear something coming, it's easier to jump into, like, some bushes or like, go under a tree. Like, you know, the bunch of tree vines and roots?
Yeah, I'm just
go
saying,
under those, like, find a little cave.
You can't hide from fucking little...
A little divot in a tree lung, something. Something.
I don't know. Yeah, I got... You make a valid point. It's just that I'm saying that's for the animals that you could see. I'm scared of the ones that you can't, like...
Yeah, but in the desert, you could see them coming more. Because it's just the desert. Like, there's nothing obstructing your view. So I feel like there's more of a chance you die from an animal in the jungle but there's more of a chance you dying of just not having the proper
malnutrition.
Malnutrition from the desert. So, if you don't think finding food will be a problem, go to the desert.
I'll go to the jungle, because if a venomous snake gets me, at least I'll be dead.
That's what I'm saying.
Like
I don't want to be beat the fuck up by a gorilla, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's probably a horrible way to die, because they're just gruesome murder. Like, yeah, they're like just ripping your arms off. You're still alive while your limbs are all over the place.
And you know,
while you're getting pummeled.
You get bitten by a snake, it's like, that's it. Like, I'm dying.
It's going to hurt maybe for, 30 minutes.
I don't know. Look up how long
it takes. Depends on how venomous it is.
What the snakes are. Because some of these snakes, like, you get bitten, it's like, they could put down, fucking four humans.
Yeah. Like, no, four cows.
With one. Yeah, no, it's the most dangerous ones.
You ever watch those videos? There was this guy, I forget, I think it's Brave Wilderness. He did the pain index for stings. You ever see those videos?
No.
Bro, you have to. I was watching them as he was going up the rankings. So what he does is there's literally a pain unit. I forget what it is. Maybe he made it up. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's based off of how painful a sting is. So a bee sting.
Yeah.
A red ant, a fire ant. But it goes up the list. Like number two or three is a tarantula hawk. There's one called a cow killer. And then the worst one is a bullet ant.
God.
And he literally catches them in the wild, puts them in a jar, puts the jar either up against his skin to try to see if they'll just sting him, or he'll take tongs, pinch it to grab it and put it up against his forearm to get it to sting him. And then it'll videotape his reaction, and he'll explain this sensation he's feeling.
What was the bullet ant one?
The bullet ant... He actually said the tarantula hawk was worse, because it lasted so long. He said the bullet ant was a stronger pain, but for a shorter amount of time. Great, great series.
How long did it last, though?
I don't remember. You have to go watch the videos. But, it's not just some fucking, dumbass person doing this, He's doing it, educational, he does videos. He does a bunch of other videos on, all these different types of animals. He'll go out in the wild and try to find them, and then he finds them, and then he talks about them and shit like that. A bunch of other
sick fuck.
Yeah, what a sick fuck, right?
It takes some of those people, these animal people sometimes, that's why I think to myself, maybe we should kill the animals.
Ants, bro, fuck those things. There's billions of them. So, mass genocide, I don't give a fuck.
And they're useless fucks.
There's this tribe.
I don't know if the ants are useless. But
no, ants are definitely useful in some
reason
of the ecosystem.
Yeah, no, they're not like pigeons.
But there's some tribe, I don't know where, but in order to, increase your rank within the tribe, I believe it's to become a man of the tribe or whatever. They do this ritual where they weave these giant, almost oven mitts, but the oven mitts are the size of tennis rackets.
Yeah.
But something you can slip onto your hands, and it's woven with either bark or bamboo. It's woven like that. And what they do at the cross sections, you know how when you weave things over, they form those diamonds in the middle? They stick, they find a bullet ant nest, they catch a fuck ton of bullet ants, put them to sleep. And while they're still asleep, they stick their butts through those little diamond holes facing inside, right? And then what they do is they take both mitts, they put them on both hands, and they have to do a dance while all of these hundreds of bullet ants are stinging their hands. You've never seen that video?
I don't want to see it.
I was big into nature videos and documentaries. That's and things like crazy. That back in the day. Huge Shark Week guy. Huge Shark Week.
Oh, yeah.
I don't watch it anymore because I don't have cable, but...
Those are... Yeah, but you got YouTube, though. You could definitely find some shit online.
Yeah, but I'd rather do other stuff than watch YouTube. Shark Week was, an experience. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sitting down with my family at that time, watching a new episode, seeing all this stuff. Like, that was the event for me. But after I went to college and I didn't have cable. Something about
nature documentaries, man. They're
great.
So entertaining to watch.
The narrator is always amazing. Morgan Freeman, whenever he does it, amazing.
You know who else is good? The one British guy. Look up British guy, Planet Earth. I'll tell you who it is. This dude has like the... And you'll know...
You ever see Snoop Dogg narrate that shit?
Yeah. That was funny as fuck when like the snake was chasing like the... I forgot what it was.
Animal narrator?
Yeah. Wildlife man. Yeah, David Attenborough. Yeah. You know who he is. He's like the Philippine eagle.
Let me hear.
Flies gracefully.
Let's see. Let's hear this guy's voice.
The abundance.
Oh yeah, this is a classic.
Other visitors to the peninsula in the summer.
How much money do you think this guy fucking made?
Tons, bro.
Minke whales. They're pointed heads. Yeah. And short.
This guy's a classic.
Just like listen to him, bro, and fucking.
Dude, that's the best thing in the world. Like those videos.
Oh my god, yeah, those like documentaries.
The documentaries,
like, little hour documentary or something, mm-hmm. just like. Like that Planet Earth shit. Oh my god.
Planet Earth's good.
Or like anything. Just anything.
National Geographic has a bunch of good ones.
Oh yeah. Oh my god, dude. I remember fucking watching that shit.
Planet Earth is Disney, right?
I don't know.
Some people are racing outside. I don't know if you guys can hear that.
Interesting in North Arlington, New Jersey.
Bro, I always feel like there's some dumbass who doesn't know how to downshift in a manual, and I just hear pop, 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 pop coming down the fucking hill, down the pike. Always, like, every day I hear that shit. Is that what happens when they're downshifting incorrectly?
I don't know if that's...
I've never owned a manual, I've never driven one. No, because
the dirt, my dad's dirt bike does that sometimes, but I don't know if that's what it's from. I forgot, he explained it to me once. Sounds like gunshots. Yeah, you know, it's...
Yeah.
It's the same. I forgot. He explained it. I don't think it's necessarily like a fuck-up. But like, shifting's, like, super important.
We've gone to technology just strictly because of that shit. Let's get back to animals. Let's say you could have one, like, animal, any, that you can domesticate. Like... You'd have the power to instantly snap, and any animal would become your companion. Completely listens to what you say, understands what you're saying. What would you choose to have? Would it be a land animal or a water animal? A marine animal?
Land, I think. So what am I by the water? But like every day, you know? Like...
Yeah, but if you had a water animal... feel like you would be more enticed to go there.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. I want to do like my.
Yeah, what is that useful for?
Yeah,
like, definitely not a marine life.
I'd have some kind of fucking monster.
Like a rhino?
No.
I'm leaning towards gorilla.
I like the idea of having a snake. Like a
That's
cobra.
So whack, though, because they can't really pounce on anybody and protect anyone.
Bro, that thing... Bro, people won't fuck with a king cobra, bro.
Think yeah, but you can kill a king cobra. Like, if someone's trying to come assassinate you, I feel like it'd be a lot harder to, like, come assassinate you with a gorilla.
Bro, where are you putting a rhino in this place?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think a rhino would... I would choose rhino for storage. No, I would have cobra, my own bro, my gorilla live in its own
cobra?
Room.
How you killing a cobra?
I just grab its neck and it doesn't bite
Yeah, but
me.
Like someone comes in here to fucking attack they and it's dark, you know, and they're like trying to
come No, I'm talking like you're walking dark. Around in public, you know, someone attacks you.
How often does that happen?
If someone okay, because even if the cobra bites them and like they'll die
Oh,
in
I would
5 minutes,
I think I know what I would have. I would have a bear. I would have like a
bear?
Yeah.
Like
bro.
A polar bear?
Polar bears are crazy, bro. You heard the Joe Rogan story the one guy told?
Yeah, he was getting mauled.
No, there was imagine this. So it was like four of them, like their ship sank in like the polar ice caps or whatever. and they're sitting on like this, they're waiting for the ship on like this iceberg, and they see out in the distance there's like a polar bear.
Okay.
And the polar bear would like jump in the water and like saw them like jump over and like swim and then jump onto the next ice cap, like run over and jump in the water, swim, and like they couldn't do shit. And polar bears are known for
being these guys weren't in a boat or anything, or what?
Their ship sank, so they like they took refuge on like on like the ice.
They were just standing there
and they couldn't do anything, and the polar bear
because they just, were they not like able to run away? They were they surrounded couldn't. By
they're,
water
they're surrounded by water and
holy
then,
shit
and like this polar bear's just coming, right? And he's like swimming towards, and then like would jump on the next and just comes to, and then like finally like he just comes right takes one of them, right, and kill like in front of the other three, kills him, brings him up to the other one, and just eats him right in front of the other people.
He brought like on the same ice block. He ate the person.
He like killed the person
on the ice block.
On the ice block, like dragged him and like threw the water into the next one, and just like sat there and ate him in front of the others.
Are you for real? And then left that after ass. He ate.
And then after he ate, done. That was
holy
it.
Shit.
So imagine
bro.
That. It was like, it's like me, you,
you
Juan,
think,
and someone
you think,
else.
You think they like ganged up on somebody and pushed them towards the polar bear?
No chance.
Or somebody that. Just, they no way they all just, bro, like, think about like survival instinct. Like, humans at that point become vicious and they only care about their own lives. So like, don't
bro,
you think
I
that?
Would,
don't
would,
you think that like
I
they were
just,
all
like,
trying to get away from the edge, and then when the polar bear came on, like, they all didn't just stand there and let it decide which one to kill. They were definitely, like, fighting.
I would, like, jump in the water, bro.
I would definitely jump in the water. I don't know, but the polar bear might see that as a weakness and then come after you. If everyone jumps, that would be the fair way to do it, because then it would be the polar bear's decision.
I don't know what I would do. Maybe try to, like, juke him out. No, but they're fucking fast too.
Yeah.
No, I would have like a like either what are they? What's the most the brown bear or the black bear? I think it's a black bear.
Grizzly?
Or a grizzly bear? One of those, and just like fucking have them by them with, like put them in the back of my pickup.
Yeah,
true. Places, dude.
Wouldn't be very portable though. Those shits are like 600 pounds. Pickup can handle it.
Yeah,
but
like if he listens, he comes on. Take 600 pounds.
On yeah. 600 build a little bed back there for him to lay on.
Yeah, and just sits there
a
like
a bear. Doorways though. How's he gonna get through a door?
I mean, at that point, you just gotta like.
I would definitely go.
I have a backyard. I've just built something in the backyard for him. You know.
What house. About a bird that could lift a human? Is there any bird capable of that?
Fact
I know a vulture can kill a baby. Can pick up babies.
I mean. It's a lot different than, like, one of us.
Can any bird carry a human? A bird can't carry an adult human. Um, 15 pounds is the highest a bird has ever carried. So it's beans for that. All time, I would say pterodactyl.
Oh my god, dude! I don't know what. See, it's such a tough decision.
All time, definitely pterodactyl. Like that's easy because a pterodactyl could definitely carry me. But that's a water animal. What are you gonna do? You just send it to kill people?
No, just go like if I need to get across the ocean, fucking hop on him, just like, take a ride on his fin.
I would not do megalodon.
Imagine that, dude! You get pissed off at someone, you bring him to the shore.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta figure out a way to kick the guy in the ocean.
No, I would have a bear, I think. I fuck with the bear, because, like, also, like, you heard about that Polish war bear?
No.
Like, who, like, helped carry, like, artillery and, like, smoked cigarettes
really?
With them? Yeah.
What do you mean it's a bear smoked cigarettes?
Look it up. Look up Wojtek the bear.
Wojtek?
Yeah, like, Wojtek on our... Yeah, yeah. Look up Wojtek. Oh, look, Wojtek the bear came up.
Wow.
Read the description.
Oh, wait. Bears, young bear. At a railway station. What the fuck?
Look, there's pictures of him smoking cigarettes with them.
Yeah, but he's not actually smoking. They just put the cigarette
no,
up
look,
against
look,
his
look,
fucking
look,
mouth.
Look, go to the thing. They taught him. Go to images.
No way this bear smokes cigarettes. Oh, they did pass. They're just passing him in. No way he actually took a hit. You can't tell because it's a picture. We need
did you see that gorilla? You ever see the pic? The gorilla smoking the cigarette? That was funny as fuck.
I would definitely pick a gorilla.
Oh, that would be good,
a too. A silverback gorilla.
Oh, like one of those fucking beasts, right?
Just a hoss can come in my room, can live in my next door. You know what I'm saying? He'd be a human.
Just like fucking dad, mom. Yeah, gorillas are sick, though, too, yeah.
Because that's the most human thing, you know?
Yeah. And they're like fucking monsters.
Can get anywhere. Definitely would be the toughest bodyguard. I dress him up in a fucking fire-ass suit.
Just like, fucking walk around like...
That shit would be gas.
Bring like work and shit.
What other animal topics are there? If you haven't realized, this is our wildlife episode. We got time for like one more.
All right, same question, like, in terms of, like, if you could tame any animal, but, like, all right, mammals, reptiles, insects.
I can, like, tame the group.
Yeah, who are you taming?
Insects.
I was gonna say that's such a sleeper, but it's a good ass pick.
Cause I watched Naruto, and I know there's this guy, one of the ninjas. His name's Shino. He has like his clan has like there's like chakra bugs.
Yeah.
And they fucking like infuse their chakra with the bugs, and like they can control them. This guy's a menace. Like, it's weird. Like they got holes all over their body. They like live inside them and shit. It's crazy. But, like, I know that shit. You can maybe get a bunch of shit, but a swarm of insects could take down
nations. Dude, like, oh, yeah. That's, like, a serious big fucking deal. Like,
sheer number-wise.
Oh, my God, yeah.
There's way more bugs than there are...
anything else,
yeah. But if there's a breakdown of bugs, you know, arachnids. I don't know any other group.
I think all of them
like are good spiders.
Pick. I think all of them are a good pick. Like
centipedes. All of that's in the mix.
Yeah, and you get.
What about flying bugs? Dragonflies.
Yeah. No, that's like a good. That's what I'm saying. Like all those picks are. Because think about it, mammals. You get all these fucking monsters. Or like.
Yeah.
Or fish, right?
That's reptiles. You said
no. Reptile or fish is another
reptiles,
one.
Reptiles like lizards, gators. Crocs.
Like fucking, yeah, like lizards, gators, crocs, like fucking Komodo dragon.
Komodos, yeah, those bad boys.
You get like fucking crocs, you know? Imagine like just build like a moat around your house, fucking protected by crocs, like the most vicious crocs in the world.
Definitely insects though, sheer number.
I think I might pick mammals.
Could do anything with insects. Just like,
because think about it.
You get a fucking army of gorillas outside your house. You get a fucking machine gun and you blow them all to bits. Goodbye. That's true. A swarm of a million spiders, venomous spiders. Like, you would have to be throwing hella grenades. Like, you would need explosives. Well,
isn't it like a thing, like back in the day?
And my shit would just keep
insects
coming.
Insects were bigger because, like... Remember back in like I'm saying like back in the day they used to be like massive, like this big.
Yeah.
Like because of like the oxygen levels were higher or something.
I don't know. I wouldn't be able to speak upon that. But I feel like insects is such an easy choice. You can control them.
I just feel like for the purpose of like being here, like, I would take mammals, like, because it would be sick, like, because, like, think about it, you get an
strolling
army.
Strolling up with fucking
like,
8 gorillas. Yeah,
like, 8 gorillas, like, next to you, like, or, like, just, like, you being able to
would
tame.
Would you be able to tame humans, then?
Excluding humans, let's just say that.
Okay.
Just, like, tame these big-ass beasts, you know? Like, fucking, you gotta, do like a construction project. You fucking get these two rhinos to come fucking run the house or like, you know, or just like.
There's a lot of uses for that, isn't there?
Like you could ride horse, like you have gorillas surrounding you, like on like a fucking horse.
Depends what you want, then I guess.
I would do it for like style, like look.
Style, obviously, mammals. That's easy choice, but I feel like as far as personal gain, you could do a lot with insects. You know, especially if you have big bugs and you can train them to like run wires.
Yeah, I feel like the least versatility you have are fish and then reptiles, because reptiles, like,
yeah,
it's they need like a climate, right?
I don't know. Yeah, reptiles do need a climate, don't they?
The thing what's about like mammals,
some top reptiles?
It's got to be like crocs, snakes.
Lizards, snakes.
If I was in Australia, then reptiles.
Bearded dragons, turtles.
Any Australian,
what's
any
a turtle gonna do for you?
Any Australian's gonna take like fucking
python.
Any Australian's gonna
chameleons.
Take
chameleons. That's but these things aren't killing.
Think
you.
About the fortress you put together with like mammals though.
It's just the crocs. It's just the crocodiles that and are the gonna snakes. Be scary. And the snakes. That's it.
Think about how crazy the snakes would be, bro. Like, imagine, like, you fucking... Like, think about... Just imagine how fucking scared shitless we would be with a fucking, like, cobra on the loose, bro. Like...
Yeah. I would just get a sword.
Yeah, but... Even if you cut those things, can't they, like...
function? Stop.
Yeah.
If you cut its head off, it's not moving.
Bro, you know how hard it is? Those things are rapid. Those things move fast.
Yeah, as soon as it comes.
Easier said than done, bro.
I don't. Swing a sword. You have the reaction time. You're an athlete. I'm an athlete. It's not hard to swing a sword. And if anything, you just bat it away and you give yourself more time for a better swing.
I don't know.
Give yourself a sharp sword. That shit's going through like butter.
I don't know. I feel like they look scary. But like, I would pick mammals, I think. I would pick mammals. Yeah. I'll stick with my mammal's choice, even though the insects one is a nice second.
I'll also pick... No.
I'll go insects?
I'm going insects. But now it is time to go from the deep. We do have a comment, and I will say this. It most certainly warmed my heart. Make sure you guys go follow his YouTube channel at Matty Films with a Z. M-A-T-T-Y. This is our boy, Netto. Obviously, you guys know Matty Eats.
Yeah.
He comments, "We here. I like the videos. Peace." Emoji. "But I don't want you to have too much work." So, respect. He's respectful. He understands. He's the only one that's commented thus far, but... When I read that shit, I'm not gonna lie, I was like, yo, let's fucking go. Like, at least somebody, like, one of our boys is watching. Yeah. He said that he puts it on,
Boys at Work.
Yeah. I didn't want to say that, but... I don't think their employee or is, listening
to this. His employer's not listening to
shit. But I think that,
I mean, like, who cares? Like,
you know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm saying. He watches it through and through, like...
Yeah.
And that's special to us. But we know, obviously... Hopefully he'll still have it on, listening to it. I know a bunch of people still just listen to it. They don't watch the videos, but shout out to Netto.
We'll see what happens. Like we said, pending the future, what we're gonna do, we're not sure yet. But I think that, I mean, for now, expect some audio.
Yeah, episodes. I think we're definitely gonna chill with the audio. It's definitely gonna help me out time wise. I already know.
Till things calm down a bit.
Yeah, till things potentially calm down or until things heat up. Depends on how you think about it. Yeah. But,
we'll see.
Well, obviously, I'll let you guys know next episode how Summit surgery goes. Make sure you, I don't know. Should I start a GoFundMe? It's like $2,000 to $3,000 for this surgery.
Up to you, dude. I don't know. I'll give a little bit of money. Why not? I'm not paying $3,000, though.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will be starting... Should I have done this earlier?
I don't know. What, do you really have a problem paying for
it? Her surgery's in 2 days. I'm going to pay for it, and I have the money.
Oh.
but it's still $3,000 potentially. $2,000 to $3,000.
You don't have animal insurance or some shit?
I got nothing, my boy.
Well, fair enough.
I'll be starting a GoFundMe. Shout out to everybody watching this shit. Listening to this shit.
Do it for Summit.
We'll see you guys on the next episode of 2Deep Podcast. Make sure you follow us on our Instagram, obviously, at 2Deep Podcast.
Please follow us. Please comment. Please like, subscribe, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
We got to come up with a new merch goal.
We do. We do.
Since there's no more pending. YouTube for the time being. You'll hear that next episode.